Visit with Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, now as Vandy gets set to host Ole Miss on Saturday night. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Sean Richardson back on the practice field yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if he can play or how much with that hand wrapped up. Certainly, you know, it won't prevent him from, you know, contact and physically, you know, tackling, but it will be something where it'd be difficult to catch a ball. Also, a little more difficult to wrap your arms around a ball carrier and get a good grip. So, but he's a tough guy. And my guess is he'll play some. I just don't think he'll play as much as he would normally.
How do you fill the void at the flanker position with John Cole out injured?
Well, Turner Wimberly's going to get a lot, probably a lot more touches. He's made a couple of catches in recent weeks. And I think you're going to see a rotation of guys. You're going to see Colin Ashley probably a little more than you did before. You're going to see Trey Wilson a little more. So a lot of these young guys, even these first-year players, are going to have to. They're going to have to fill in. They don't have an option. It's not like this is a team that now can suddenly go to a, you know, two tight end, two back, two receiver kind of set. I mean, they've got to stick with what they do, and sometimes that's four receivers. So it's just going to they're going to have to all pitch in. You know, the other concern is, what do you do now with Zach Stacy? Has apparently gotten worse over the course of the week. What they first thought was an ankle sprain is now kind of moved into that high ankle sprain area, and those things are much more unpredictable and take longer to heal. So I don't think Zach is going to play Saturday, which means it's going to fall to Warren Norman and Kennard Reeves, and then after that, you know, Jermaine Doster and whoever else falls in line. But this has really been an interesting year. The injuries that Vanderbilt's had have really mounted up. And, you know, thank goodness they've got at least some quality depth, or this would be a nightmare.
Joe, in trying to get into Bruce Fowler's head as he looks to scheme his defense against Ole Miss, I'm sure Dexter McCluster, if they're going to play Where's Waldo,
yep.
Dexter McCluster's Waldo.
And he's all over the place. He will present a challenge. He's one of those guys that you're going to have to, you know, identify where he is every time they come out of the huddle or every time they line up. He'll line up at receiver. He'll line up at running back. He'll go in motion. They'll hand him the football that way. So he gets the ball in his hands a lot. And he can have an impact on a game. He almost won the game for him against South Carolina. So he's a guy that'll have to know where he is all the time. And, you know, hopefully Vanderbilt's got at least some experience doing that now. We've seen enough offenses. You know, and LSU did it some to a degree, you know, where they would do a lot of movement to handing guys the ball as receivers, and Ole Miss does similar things. So it's not like it's not something they haven't seen before.
Yeah, they did a lot of that with Brandon LaFell.
Yeah.
Dexter McCluster spent a little more time in the weight room than Waldo has, I think.
Probably so, yeah. I wanted to mention something, too, for folks coming to the game Saturday. I think you're going to see, and probably for the foreseeable future, an increase in the security measures like it was not so long ago. A lot more searching of bags. You know, with all this that's going on, the discovery of all this the talk in New York and in Denver, I think law enforcement officials are encouraging not only Vanderbilt, but encouraging most every place where large crowds gather to go back on a heightened sense of awareness. Not that anything has been perceived or talked about specifically, but I think you're going to see more of that. So, you know, if you can avoid bringing a bag to a game, don't. If you do, it is going to be searched. And if it's a large bag, there's a possibility it won't be allowed in. No backpacks are allowed in, but that's been the procedure for a while. So just make your plans and understand if you bring a bag to the game, it's probably going to take you a little longer to get into the stadium.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate it as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.